Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, sir.
Greetings from my living room to the start of the London Marathon.
Absolutely. I was going to see if I can get a picture to go with this. I'm on the start line of the London Marathon, as you can probably hear. And there's so much going. My phone is really working hard, I'll tell you that much.
I bet it is. Here we go. Yeah, I bet it is.
I'm going to tell you what's in the picture. It's me and the start line and all these other... Everyone looking at me as if I'm mad. It's Peter Duncan there just looking at me like I'm a lunatic.
As if you're a lunatic. What are they on about?
Yeah. I'm recording a podcast with my fellow podcast presenter who's injured.
Oh, gosh, right. So you've got to do both, you mean?
He's on his sofa and he would be wearing one of these as well.
So he's doing a sofa run.
Yeah. So, you know, have a lovely run. I feel like the world's worst teenager.
I thought you were in social media, but I can see you.
You see my rig. Well, what kind of time are you going to do today?
I'm really not train time. I'm hoping to just get there under six, really.
Nice, good. Well, that's good. No, they're great.
I'm too experienced to... A runoff and a dash. Here I am near the front.
So yeah, what am I doing? That's the trouble with the VIP start, though, isn't it? You're going out next to the elites. Well, have an excellent day.
And you.
So here we are. Blue Peter Duncan Dares, Flash Gordon star Peter Duncan. How about that?
Fantastic, brilliant.
If I had your recorder, he could have stood in for you today.
Oh yeah, it sounds good.
I am heading for the start line. It's going to happen any second.
Yeah, I can hear them.
For the record, by the way, on the timer race clock, it's about 18 minutes.
Okay, good. Right, okay, good.
I don't know what time they're going to set me off at.
But the chip will work anyway. I mean, you're on a...
So, it's wave four.
It's wave four.
Only 12 to go.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Why is he saying that to you? You're all right.
I'm surrounded by... I can see Sophie Rayworth up ahead.
Nice.
She was being modest beforehand, but she's going to do it. Oh, do you know...
We've got the band for you, so I'll have a little rest when they start.
Yeah. Are you heard? I don't know what he's saying. Oh, here we go. The real runners are coming in on our right. There's a guy running for Parkinson's over there.
Okay.
Not that we aren't real runners, obviously.
Of course we are, yeah.
Okay, I reckon they're going to send us this in 19, so that's about 10 seconds.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Excuse me.
You're off.
So here's our celebrities.
There we go. I'm going over the mat now. Okay.
Nice. Off. Started. Brilliant.
Yep.
Well done.
Very good. So, I'll get past this blooming, screaming crowd. They're really spoiling this podcast record.
Yeah, I know. What are they doing? Come on, a bit of quiet, please. Come on, don't get too excited. It's been great watching it on... Because I've been watching it on television.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. It's been really emotional, actually, to watch
it. It's such a good scene, isn't it?
Emotional.
It's so nice for it to be back.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's huge.
It feels like a bit of a rebirth. And also the fact that the start's a bit more staggered makes the start a bit more personal for people as well. I mean, it's like they're going over it a bit more on an individual level. So, and they're celebrating crossing the... I don't know, there's something really... Obviously, it was always going to be special, but it feels really special to watch. I don't know how
No, 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 you mean the staggering is kind of plays into the democracy of the thing. It means everybody's got their...
Yes, they've got a special
gets their
moment.
Space. In terms of the moment as well as the race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. And have you...
So,
well,
I was just going to kind of explain the concept to our listeners, because this is obviously me running, talking to you on the phone is a... It's a ridiculous scenario.
Yeah.
It's two things, three things really that it brings together. One, we wanted to run the marathon together again like last time.
Yes.
And you're injured, so we can't.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Two, we actually, as Oscar Goldman once said, we have the technology.
Yes.
Because of lockdown, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I think that's ridiculous, because everyone who listened to that period of the podcast will know exactly what a nightmare it was.
Yeah. But we better.
But we got there in the end, and we're going to make use of it today.
And I've got a better phone as well. So that's
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, that's another story. And then the third thing is, I need you to talk to me.
Yes.
So I don't go off too fast.
Yes.
So
it must be. It must be. Do you find yourself setting off too fast, wanting to go too fast, even now as we speak about not wanting to go too fast? You must want to go.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know how fast I'm going, but I am a bit out of breath.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And when we set off, I wouldn't normally be out of breath, but what can you do? You know.
Yeah. Well, no, just relax. It's okay. Just enjoy yourself. Just run naturally. It's fine.
Well, the other thing is, we were saying that... you know, last time we did this, we kind of expected to be wandering, discursive chat, the whole thing. But it's actually such a moment that we could talk marathon all the time.
Yes.
But I think it's a real advantage that you are out there in real life, because I think we should take a moment to talk about what's been going on.
And obviously, pop into your mind. How have you found the morning? How have you found this morning getting to it and all that, and the pre-race, the VIP tent? Was it okay? Was everything all right?
It was really good. There was I had an absolute preposterous, dramatic late emergency, like at bedtime last night.
Right.
Just when I thought I had everything sorted.
You realised you hadn't done any training?
I realised I hadn't done any training and I'd broken my leg.
Yeah.
No, you know, you're talking about new phones.
Yes.
I got a new phone a few days ago. It's working great. I've been using it all week.
Yeah.
I got a new phone for my wife. Set it up yesterday.
Nice.
And the phone provider made a mistake. Yeah. And it turned out that I had redirected both my wife's phone number and my phone number went to her phone. And my phone didn't work anymore.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. And I found this out at about 5 to 11 last night.
God. Oh, not what you need.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I just missed my first high five. Ah.
You just missed your first.
Just high five. It was a little girl on the sidelines.
Cool. You'll get one.
I'll get another one.
Yeah. You
Yeah, and anyway, I hope she had some hand sanitizer. I will only... quickly, draw me a sign. We'll only high-five for hand sanitizer.
COVID protocol with high-fiving. Put it in. That's funny.
Anyway, the first thing that happened this morning was I woke up. I had to get up really early anyway, but I woke up a little bit before the alarm, but nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I fixed the phone emergency.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my goodness. You just didn't think it was possible. You know, it was a really terrible bedtime.
Yeah,
so in
a
way, that became a really good stress to put all the stress on, you know?
Yes.
And
because
of the way they're running it this year, as you know, we had to drop our kit bags at the expo.
Yeah, which felt... When I was looking at that... That felt like something that would have really sort of stressed me out. It kind of took away the ritual of the morning, didn't it? An essential part of the ritual of running.
The sense of being looked after that you get from putting your bag on a truck.
Yes. And knowing, sort of setting yourself up for the little gift that you're going to give yourself later, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little package.
Just going past. There's a trumpet player somewhere. He's playing Chariots of Fire on the trumpet.
So what happened with the kickback? Was it okay that you realised you unpacked enough stuff or what?
No, it's all good. I think in a way it takes the pressure off once you've done it, so it's one less thing to worry about.
Okay, yeah.
And I spent a lot of time worrying about the stuff that I've actually got with me.
Right.
My rig is preposterous. I'm wearing you know, I've got the Tribble running commentary microphone on. I've got wired headphones plugged into my phone. I've got Bluetooth headphones. I've got gels. I've got a bum bag.
You're like a one-man band, a one-man podcast band. Just, I can imagine. Yeah. All you need is some cymbals and you can make some money out of them.
Well, why don't I use the stuff I got? I should have bought my pedals. I should be looping up a little backing band for myself.
Oh, mate.
But yeah, so I got out early this morning. I was actually the first in the VIP tent by about 90 seconds.
Right.
Because they all came by bus.
Yeah.
And I'd come by train.
Right.
And I got the opportunity to absolutely ruin the VIP toilet.
Nice. Fantastic, mate. Yeah. I'd give it a bit of time, thanks. Give it a few minutes to settle, thank you.
Enjoy it, Chris. In you go.
Good for you, mate. Victory. Victory is good. Yeah.
So it was a good thing. Yeah, I had that thing. I segued from being really cold because I was really cold.
Yeah.
I was wearing a foil blanket on the way to the start. But the number of people who were saying, you were supposed to wear it at the finish.
I had
to take it off. But my shivering with cold segued into trembling with fear. I don't know why I was stressed out, but I was.
I was slightly concerned. Like yesterday, it was so, the rain was so incessant. I was slightly worried it was going to blend over into today. But it doesn't seem a bad morning, does it? As I look out of my bedroom window,
it is. It's absolutely perfect autumn conditions. Actually,
fantastic. Good.
Apart from that serious rain, which is also nice in the wider world, everyone would have noticed that on October the 1st, autumn just kind of arrived, like, bing!
A little bit fresh, but quite nice, but nice for a marathon.
That's right, and this morning it's got that kind of, it's overcast, but it's not going to rain, it's just like pearly grey.
Right.
And it's a little bit chilly, cool, which is just perfect for a run, you know, just.
And is it noticeably clearer to run, like not too crowded sort of thing then, with a phase start? Are you feeling that now?
No, I think it feels much more the senses that it's the same, same kind of as it normally is, you know?
Right, okay, cool.
By the way, on the ground news, I'm just coming up to mile one.
Mile one, okay, cool. Not that we're living in the concept of time, but what is the time? Does it have the time?
This clock here is just coming up to 28 minutes,
okay,
which means I did that first mile in about 9 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's comfy, isn't it? That's what you want, really, isn't it?
Podcast. Have a good run.
Are you on the radio? Is that the radio?
Do you want me to pass that on?
Can I be on the radio? Seems
pretty harsh to me, but no, okay.
It's an understandable confusion. Bless you. It's a podcast, fellas. It's a podcast. Come on, fellas. Coming through. Move it or lose it. Come on, fellas. Move it or lose it.
The funny thing is, fantastically, typically undermining thing is it's such a big job to do this. And yet everyone says, so is it live?
Yeah.
And I say, no. <"Nope." laughs> And they're like, oh.
It's a podcast pre-record. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's half a podcast.
It's half a podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the first bit of a long podcast pre-record.
Yeah. And what is a podcast? It's like radio. Honey. It's a podcast.
Yeah. Paul's at home because he's injured and I'm doing the podcast. Thank you. Just let me get on with it. Thank you very much. Is it the radio? No, it's not the radio. No, not live radio. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling then? First mile, you feeling okay? You feeling loose?
I feel really good. A couple of things in terms of preparation that felt good. I really felt the taper this morning in a good way.
Right.
I kind of got up thinking, I'm ready.
Yeah, good.
I haven't done a proper run for a while and I need one.
Good for you. Fantastic. And I saw you at the expo and you were chomping down the carb. So your legs must be full of nice carb, ready to unload.
I mean, talk about using lockdown skills for the returning London Marathon. You know how I've become quite obsessive and in charge of what the Deering family eat and when?
Yes. Yes.
Well, this menu the last few days has been fantastic, just incredible.
Right, okay. But they've all been on carbs, have they? They've all been loading with you.
Oh, yeah, they have the same. No, they don't. I've carefully worked on that, you know.
Yeah.
Last night we had spaghetti and meatballs.
Nice.
I had more spaghetti, but I didn't have the meatballs.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And what you saw me having at a thermos at the expo, that was Marmite pasta.
Right, yeah.
Best thing I've ever eaten. Absolutely incredible.
Nice. Nice.
You should have been there for the vegan kedgeree. Yeah, Jesus.
Really missed out. Really missed out on that. And that was the expo. We had a good time at the expo, didn't we? We met some people. And we sold some books, had a bit of a talk. Not as many people there this year, but it was still nice to go to pop there.
Yeah, lovely. And nice to see Sharifa, you know, who interviewed us, who's running today, I'd met at the
did you see her?
Big Half.
Right, okay, yeah. Did you see her at the start? Is she running today?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It was good. She, I, in my stress, I said, and I've got my opal fruits.
Right.
And they laughed at me not saying Starburst. And she said, have you got your oil of Ulay? So that was a win. She got me there.
So you've basically been a gabbling, nervous wreck for the last hour.
Yeah, the only thing you've got wrong there is that it's not past tense. That's still happening. Yeah.
Well, you're obviously very excited. It's exciting watching it. I'm telling you, I was tearing up when I was watching the start because it's like you're participating in an event that there was times when we thought this is just not going to happen again. You know what I mean? There was times.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that
that's
thought,
right.
This
it's
is
a
gone
big deal.
Now. But it's fantastic, and there's loads of people running it virtually as well. But it's like
yes.
This, you're in the live event there, and it looks. The waves are coming through, and it looks brilliant, you know.
And I think also there's even a positivity to that thing. You know, it's very true to say, to remember, it's important to remember that other people are running different things, you know.
Yes, yeah,
There's other big events today, Loch Ness Marathon.
Yeah, yeah,
of
totally.
Course,
yes,
our totally. Friend Helen running the Clarendon Marathon in Yorkshire.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
And, of course, there's also people, you know, like you, who would love to be running but aren't.
Yeah,
and, staying at home with the biscuits. And then there's people running 5Ks and 10Ks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think it's important because the London Marathon is a national event and is on the telly and everything. I think there's no conflict there. It's just this is a badge for all that running, isn't it?
It's just a series of events. London just happens to be the biggest, most global, doesn't it? That's basically it. But it's like, you know, you're running a marathon today. You're running a marathon wherever you're running a marathon. You're gonna go through roughly a similar experience.
Yeah, we're all with each other. It's all good.
Yeah,
by the way, if you can hear people shouting, do you know what they're shouting?
What they're shouting?
Humps!
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 Humps! Oh, God, they're great, the people who shout humps, because they can be dangerous. They can be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag humps.
Yeah, yeah.
Humps.
Good. And so you've got your kit bag and it's all sorted. You're fine. You're away now.
Yeah,
you're
that's off. At the finish line. And my ongoing bag is working. I've got a lot of Vaseline on my body.
Good,
I'm basically cut head to toe.
And who
head
else?
Head to toe in Vas.
Who else did you see in the Veep tent?
But there. Talking to Vas, I saw Vasos.
Oh, bless him. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How
but
was
you know what? I mean, it's someone else's story, and I'm sure you can tune into that and find it out. But due to some kind of shenanigans to do with Chris Evans' posse, Vasos is running in a Minion costume.
Right.
Which he only heard about on Friday. And... and has never run in before.
That's so funny. So
if
funny.
You see a Minion going past on the telly, that's so Vasos and he's inside crying.
That's so funny. I can imagine Vasos not particularly enjoying that idea, but sort of what with the pressure of the posse sort of going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's definitely game.
Yeah, he's obviously game, but he's also like he's run the he's obviously game, but he's also run the Spartathlon and he's a very serious, brilliant runner and he's now in a Minion outfit. It couldn't get any funnier, let's face it. Bless him. Bless old man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I also met a guy at the start line in the tent who is a really good runner from Wales.
Yeah.
And his son was running in the Elite.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
He said, oh, I've only got this place recently. I said, oh, what's the story there? The thing is that him and his son just found out that they're on for the world record for father and son together on the same day.
Oh, that's
combined time.
That's an interesting
So yeah. His son, the elite runner, is on for about 2:13.
Right.
And the dad's PB, Griffiths, I think, Nick Griffiths, Nick and Josh Griffiths. Their
right,
names
okay,
are.
Fantastic. And, okay, look out.
And yeah. his PB is 2:47.
Right, okay.
So cool. Very satisfying if you do the maths on it, because between them, they're basically going for 5 hours.
Nice.
And
nice.
The world record is 4:59:22.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
wow,
you know.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
And
yeah.
They won't be running out there together, so they've got to run it and then yes, hook up at the end and see how they did.
That's nice. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, there's also a father-son-mum competition as well, isn't there? It gets more competitive the further it goes. Father-son-mum, niece, cousin, great-granddad. But the that's fantastic. That'll be all right, lad. And I was going to say something, but it drifted. I've hit the wall. I did 4 gig yesterday. But that's great. How was Sophie Rayworth? Is she feeling pretty fit?
Yeah, she was good to go. She's in the inaugural Good for Age Marathon Majors Challenge.
That's what I was going to say. There's also a World Aid Group. Championship today, isn't it, as well?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Which she qualifies for because she is,
she's so fast.
You know, she's older than she runs.
Yeah.
So she said, she just basically, that was her opener today. So, by the way, when I finished today, I got 2 medals. So I was like, thanks very much. Thanks
a lot. And is she aiming for a time as such?
I think she is, but I think she's not looking straight at it because I know she's still a bit shocked to be back after her injury, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that she...
Don't want to tempt...
I said after her Great North Run that she was well on for sub 3:40.
Right, okay.
And she was like, oh, don't say it. And yeah, I think that she could even go sub 3:30, which is around her... You know, it's around... I don't know what a PB is.
Getting near a PB.
Somewhere around there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. We'll leave that to her until she gets on. Was it?
We'll find out.
Was there any sign of the chancer, Susie Chanity, running today? Or
no, she got in touch and said, "Good luck." I don't think she's out there today. She was just saying it to everyone else. As far as I know.
Yeah.
I have to check that info.
Cool, man.
I did just overtake Matt Hancock, but I think he's just behind me. So let's not talk about that.
Do you know what? I'm hoping for a marathon amnesty to Hancock, because I saw something online last night. Someone was suggesting egging Matt Hancock at certain places in the course. And not really fitting with the event, is it? Do you know what I mean? You don't want it. Do you know what I mean? And his sort of like Just Giving page was hijacked by people just giving him abuse, you know, prolonged abuse. I mean, bless him. You know what I mean? The man's whatever he's done to the country, he's going through personal crisis. He's trying to raise some money. I mean,
it's a very positive event, you know. You need to exactly. Well, I'm glad you said that because, like I say, he's in my tailwind now.
Right.
And I've really had a really exciting vegan diet the last few days.
Right. Nice. So.
What I'm saying is, I don't need missiles to egg anyone.
I fart in your general direction.
Your grandmother was a hamster. By the smell of elderberries. Yeah.
You have ruined the country and left your wife.
But bless him.
I've done two miles now. So you've done two miles.
How are you feeling? How are you going through two?
Absolutely fine. I've got a little bit of pain in the left ankle, but I get that at the beginning of all my runs at the moment.
Okay, cool.
And so that will settle.
And what's your drinking refueling strategy going to be? How are you feeling about that?
I'm going to get ready by getting up at 5:30 in the morning, and between then and 8:30, drinking 36 cups of coffee.
Nice.
And I did that.
Essential. Yeah, just to chill you out. That's just to relax you before you get out.
Yeah, just to chill out. Coffee. At this rate, I think I'll have to run this twice.
Yeah.
He's gone round again. Is this radio? No, it's not the radio.
But yeah, I just want to, for those people fascinated by pace, in my training runs, I've been running at what feels like a smooth, easy kind of long distance pace, thinking, I think I'm doing 10 minute miles here.
Right.
And, you know, for in the context where it is like late in a long, high mileage and after weeks, you know, in a 30 mile week on the last run. Anyway, big cheers here. I've been getting home and finding that my steady pace is more like sort of 8:45, 9 minute miles.
Well, there we go. So, oh, that's great. You're fit.
Yeah, so you're fit. It's a bit of balance because I really do want to leave something out there today, you know, because I want to be ready to run even faster in a couple of weeks and all that stuff. So my goal is kind of feels very much like tempting fate to talk gold, silver, bronze in this context. But let's just talk gold and bronze. I'll be very happy if I run all the way and come in under 4.5.
Right.
And I'll be crossing myself if I go too fast and come in like sort of 3.5.
Yeah.
When we ran together talking.
Yeah, we did it in about 4, didn't we? And that felt.
It was just under 4, it was 3:59. And that's what I'd love to get today. So
I mean,
obviously, maths wise, the 9 minute miles play into that. But it also means no speeding up, no slowing down.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think obviously me chatting to you will keep you a bit calmer at the start. But I can imagine when you're not chatting to me, you might run a bit smoother. And do you know what I mean? I think somewhere around 4, it feels like today.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. And part of that is because I've got a table booked at a restaurant for 2.
Right. When you say for 2, is that you and my wife?
We're having
lasagna for 2.
We're having veggie kedgeree for 2. It was in the fridge, but taking it out. Bring back the lasagna gag. Paul's eating Rob's food again on marathon morning.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's lasagna. So tell us about your life, because obviously, quite apart from the fact that I'm, did I mention running the London Marathon? We haven't heard from you since we went round Clitheroe Park the other day, because I've been out with Shappy and Sophie.
Yeah, no, that's it's been amazing that all these interviews have been fantastic. I've just started this last week running for like doing 20-minute runs. So I've done a few 20-minute runs. I'm doing my stretching. I'm planking. I'm doing some exercises, and it feels okay. It still feels a little bit weak, to be honest. But I can do 20 minutes, and I feel fine. So.
And have you had any professional input?
I had some professional input from a bloke at the expo who said I might have. who said I need to get a sort of MRI diagnostic, because it keeps clicking at the very top of my groin where you're warming up. You put your knee in front of you, then just bring it out
the
to the side in like a sort
rotating
of
hip stretch.
Yeah, rotating hip thing. When I do that on my left side, I feel a clicking at the top of my groin. So he thinks there might be some ligament issue, possibly. It's not painful, but it's obviously just a bit weird. So, you know, but I can feel it a bit when I do too much walking. Do you know what? I had half a mind to come down today and just try and run the marathon, but I just really hurt myself.
You know, because quite beautifully on the socials, there's people saying, yeah, but when's Paul coming back, you know? And I feel like I have to nail my courage to a sticking post on your behalf, because it's like, it'll come back when he's fit again, otherwise you'll just keep injuring yourself again,
It's not that I don't want to. I had to really resist the urge to, like, join in today, you know, but I knew...
Yeah,
we're
both being so strict with you, aren't we? And I think that's right, but it's difficult.
Yeah, but next week, you know, me and you can go for a run after this, and it'll be perfect, because you'll be hobbling around, and I'll be fine, and we can go for a little run.
But yeah, exactly, there'll be a balance to that.
I'm definitely on my way back, and I felt so good just to do a little 20-minute run. It just felt so fantastic.
Where did you go?
That's good. I just went down the Parkland Way and back. I just did that. Just went to the end and came back again, and just nice and gentle.
Wonderful.
Stretched at
Wonderful.
The back and then came back again.
Well, Thursday week ago, before kind of on the day it hit the headlines, but before the world was talking about it, and you know I haven't got a car.
Yeah.
But I hired a van.
Yes.
To move some stuff to my mum's house.
Yeah.
I was on the way home listening to the radio, and they said, a couple of petrol companies are short of petrol. And the first garage I went to didn't have any petrol.
Yeah.
Second garage I went to didn't have any petrol.
Yeah, I know.
And I was out. I said to them, I'm going to have to stay the night here, guys. And it's just typical considering it's the one day in the last year and a half that I've had a car. But then I got that sorted out, but it was just something beautiful about the fact that it was an absolute disaster. That was rubbish. I dinged a tyre of the van, lost my deposit. Oh, you know, it was horrible. But the reason I mention it is because then I ran home from Palmer's Green, did the park, the Ali Pally, Parkland Walk North, Highgate Wood, Parkland Walk, and it's just running is the cure.
Running
is the cure, man.
Totally. Well, that's the joy of being a runner, isn't it? You can just run places. You can run out of petrol and you just run. You just run down the side of the road.
Yeah, I just leave my broken £1,000 van at the side of the road.
Just a great thing. Just run. I'm off. I'm running away. I'm running away from all this.
Had petrol fun yourself.
I mean, because I knew it was coming because of just various news reports and stuff. So I filled my tank up on the Thursday and went up north, did all these gigs just all off one tank, and then just saw the panic escalate. And then by the time I came back to London again, there's no petrol. Yeah. And then I set off for a gig in around Portsmouth, thinking that it's not going to be so bad out of London, I can get it at the services. No petrol in any of the services. And then just got back basically on fumes. I mean, got back, it was like the petrol gauge was below nothing for like 20 miles. Just got home. Now I've got no petrol. I mean, luckily I'm just gigging in London, but it's it's very, you know, you tell people not
I'm
to
sorry,
panic.
I'm just going past the DJ. Here we go.
Nice.
And this car's going the extra mile for Parkinson's UK.
Nice.
Parkinson's UK. Sorry. So no, you
go,
got home go, on go. Fumes.
Go, go.
I'm also going to tell you the good news about pace and distance.
Yeah.
That DJ was just after 5K, which I park run.
Yeah.
And I did that in 26 minutes.
Right. Okay,
now, good. Roughly.
Yeah,
and it doesn't sound much, and it does sound to a lot of people, it sounds like I'm going pretty fast. But as you know, I've probably, apart from when we did this, I've probably never run the London Marathon without running at park run pace for the first 5K.
No, that's good. You've set
leaving,
off quite,
doing it 4 minutes slower than that is a real, real, felt like I'm really growing.
It's great. Yeah, totally. That's where you need to be. Yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
So you've been gigging in London. What's the story?
I've been gigging in London. I did 4 gigs last night. Really great gig. I just get the feeling that people are still, they're still relieved to be out and about. They're still on that first or second wave of relief of like, we're out now. We're not going to get locked down again. Everything's coming back to normal in the shape or form that we recognise. And the people who want to go out can go out and have a real laugh, and they're doing that.
That's right. So, well, I think for better or worse, it's not just passage of time. It's not just lockdown. It's that, as has been the case for, you know, for about, well, probably, maybe some would say forever, but certainly for kind of 5 years now, the news is all bad.
I think
that people just really like the release of coming out and doing something positive, whether it's going for a run or going to a comedy gig. Passing Buzz Lightyear, by the way.
Nice.
Looking good. It's a very good outfit. Nice.
Fantastic.
Work, Buzz.
Fantastic.
To infinity and beyond.
You won't get that tension very often today.
I'm trying to get a little behind me Buzz Lightyear photo. This is more use the phone while I'm running fun. Do you remember what happened when I used the BBC's phone? Do you remember that, Paul?
You dropped it, didn't you?
I dropped it and broke it, didn't I? Phone that belonged to the BBC. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember that. Hey, what's amazed me about this whole petrol thing is obviously it stressed people out, but it hasn't stressed people out that much. It's like people are so used to chaos now. They just sort of, they just factor it in and just get on with it. They've so given up the idea that the government can sort of look after them. That they're just, they're just sort of, I don't know, they've just soaked it up really well. It's quite bizarre.
The whole thing, I mean, not to get into the kind of culture war Twitter stuff of it, but the government tried to sell the idea that the whole reason there was a shortage is because people panic buy. There's two things wrong with that. One, people don't panic buy unless there's a shortage. It's like Yoda made up the news. And two, like you say, people weren't filling up with petrol because they're all in a panic. They just needed petrol.
Because they're
trying to do what they need to do, like get home or get to work or whatever.
I mean, to be fair, some people fill up more petrol than they need, but basically they've just decided to just look after themselves, you know.
As Vic Reeves once said, I'm Vic Reeves Big Night Out, you know, I'm right naive me. I filled my car so full up with petrol, I couldn't get in it. I'm right naive me, but happy.
But it's sort of people seem remarkably placid about it to say that it basically means you can't go anywhere. But anyway, it's all good.
It's all good.
The crowd seem much the same in London from what I'm hearing. They seem very, very into it.
Oh, it's glorious here, yeah. And like you say, people are just, they really want everything to be normal and fine. And I think that doesn't mean that people are in denial.
Yeah.
It's a kind of balancing act. Like you say, people are much more used to the shifting sands of modern life.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let it stop them having a good time.
Yeah. Have you hit the sort of the slight downhill stretch around 5K that kind of lulled you in?
Yeah, and then you hook left around a roundabout. That's where DJ was. And then there's a hill.
Yes.
Which I've just crested, to use a favourite word of yours.
Yes.
And, but normally you use that in a more filthy context, don't you? Don't you? And and I'm just running behind a white telephone box. My guess is that that runner... Oh, I've lost him.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, mate.
Hi, is that Paul Tomlinson?
Yes, it is. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there.
You didn't stop recording though, did you?
No, I didn't stop recording. No.
Great, then we're okay.
That's okay. Talk
I was just fine. Telling you about to overtake a white telephone box.
Right.
So it was kind of ironic because I could probably just step in it and give you a call. Except it's actually a person.
Yeah, that's funny, man. That's funny. And it sounds great, man. And of course, we had the evening at the Oval where I
managed. Oh my goodness! You haven't been on since you were. Tell it. Go from the beginning.
Well, I as followers of the show will know, I was my book was nominated for Daily Telegraph Sports Entertainment Book of the Year Award, and I went.
Oh
to,
yeah.
I went.
I was long listed for that.
Yeah, you're on it, mate. You're long listed for next year, so you'll find out.
I think it was this year, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I ended up getting invited to the Oval for an award ceremony. Left the tuxedo thing a bit late. Realised.
This guy's got bare feet. Good work, friend. Good work. Barefoot runner. Did you go barefoot to the Oval for your award ceremony?
Barefoot runner. No, I went. It was a black tie, dude. Black tie. Got to wear shoes. Absolutely mandatory.
Right.
And I wore. I ended up getting ripped off on a tuxedo on the day because I left it so late. But anyway, it means I've got a tuxedo for the rest of my life. But probably take the rest of my life to pay it off.
Yeah, how much did it cost? Go on, give us the numbers.
It cost £450, mate.
Well, that must have felt a bit better than when people posting that you look like that you look like James Bond.
I was told you could hire one for about 170. I left it too late. No one could hire one.
Funnily, 4 miles.
4 miles. Well done, mate. Yep. I think they basically just saw me coming. They just saw this idiot coming who needed a tuck last minute. I went to, and it's nice, and I'll have it for the rest of my life when my daughter gets married or whatever. I'll wear a tuck, it'll be fine. But slightly took the
you
edge
know,
off.
No, she's not going to go for that. You know, if and when that day comes, she's going to say, "You're going to wear your crappy old tuxedo."
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. We're all wearing you know clothes we've made ourselves. It's a feature. But yeah, it's so I felt I was completely ripped off. But anyway, let it go.
You know the guest list at your daughter's wedding.
Yeah,
I'm on the long list for that.
Yeah, you'll be there. Mate. You'll be there. But no, for a Yorkshireman, that did it definitely smarted. We'll leave it at that. And then only to arrive, and one bloke at my table, the only bloke there, just didn't care at all about the black tie thing. Was just there in jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, there was only one, but anyway, it showed what could be done.
This is your best first world problem since you were in New York.
Yeah. It is. I know it's an incredibly first world problem. I had a good laugh. Very, very stressful waiting to see whether you've won something because you've got to eat as well and you might be doing a speech. It's all a bit weird. But I managed to.
And you would never normally eat before a gig, would you?
No, absolutely not. So you're sort of caught between two things, really. But lo and behold, I had a feeling that I might do well when none of the other nominees were at the event. So that's a bit.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they decide.
Yeah, maybe. Well, who knows? It might well be. And I also
going past the rhino. Good luck, rhino.
No response from the rhino.
No, she said thank you and yourself. You couldn't hear it because she was inside a massive rhino. At the end of the race, she's going to be like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Just emerging. I bet you will be.
I know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember Kate Carter's description of the sheer joy of taking off the panda hat?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Worth doing the marathon just for that kind of
heads
off.
Rubbish.
One of those things that just does not make sense beyond 15 miles. It's the whole thing just trapped in a construct of your own making.
I'm going to have to try and find Vassos at the end and see if I can get his honest response
just
to that
ripping
minion
off
costume.
His minion costume. He said,
"I'm not going to be able to see out. Can you cut the eyes out of it for me?" So I was hanging around at the start line cutting the eyes out of a minion. Which is terrifying.
Yeah.
You had a feeling you were going to get it.
I had a feeling I was going to get it. Sure. And Annabelle Croft was giving out our award, and interestingly enough, she spent the 5 minutes before she gave it out doing the tribute to Emma Raducanu, which is fantastic, and I love Raducanu, but it made it a little bit more stressful. You know what I mean? Just waiting.
Yeah.
But eventually, it came out, and lo and behold, I won it.
Did you stand up at any point and say, like Ray on Everybody Loves Ray, stand up and say, "Shut up about Raducanu"?
Yeah.
Cut to the chase.
I managed to do quite a funny speech. It wasn't difficult because there'd been no comedians on thus far. Do you know what I mean?
So I was
fairly funny, and it was just great. And then I just proceeded to get really drunk, and I just had a great time. It's nice. It's nice to win things, isn't it? It doesn't happen very often. It's really nice when it does.
And it's fair enough to party when you do, because like you say, I was going to say once in a lifetime, but that's not fair. It's a not very often in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't happen very... The last time I won an award was a 2005 Jonglers Stand-Up of the Year award. So that's
which is also fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, and it's 15 years
ago. I was long-listed for that.
So I'll tell you, next year, mate. Next year. Jonglers is coming back. Jonglers is coming back.
Jonglers.
Yes. So
Jonglers is Jonglers.
So it was coming. So it was. It was lovely. It was really nice. And it's on the mantelpiece, and that's great. And I'll be starting the second book, and it's all good. But it's all predicated on me getting fit and doing a bit of running again. So that's
it was nice talking about the second book. It was really good to talk to Sophie Rayworth on your behalf and say, "How about that marathon de Sable?" And she heard just talking about how ridiculous it was for her to do it, and how she couldn't really imagine it till she got there. And she still couldn't really describe how and why it was good, but she obviously loved it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then as someone coming back from injury, I kind of thought, I suppose in a bad way, I was kind of teeing her up to say, oh, he's not going to make it, you know, da da da. And I just said, so Paul's going to do it. He's injured at the moment. She's like, oh, yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're set for it.
I'll have to be real about it. I really want to do it. I mean, the thing is, Sophie, bless her, she's very modest, isn't she?
Ridiculously.
I know for a fact she trained really hard for that. Not only did she train really hard for that, she's really methodical and practical and like training with a rucksack and training with all the food and all that. She's not like me, just like, you know, do we need sunscreen? Do you know what I mean? She's not like that.
It's like you say, her modesty is, it's not so much false modesty, it's kind of superstition. She kind of doesn't want to look too hard at it, and she trains not aggressively or aggressively and competitively, but most importantly, sensibly.
She trains
to achieve, you know?
It's
a lesson for us all.
She gets a schedule and just does it. She's got a coach, she follows the schedule, and she just does it around
a
really...
Yeah, she got a coach, and then you just ride the coach.
It's so much easier
because you're on a coach.
And combining it with a really serious work schedule as well. I mean, let's face it, she's incredible. I mean, she's just an incredible person.
That's not going to happen to you and me because we haven't got that.
No. We do far less than her, train less, and I'm incredibly less practical. So we're very, very
And then on
people.
The day, we're not as good. It's weird.
It's weird how that works. The correlation. Cool, man. So are you you're approaching 4 miles then at some point? You're going to...
I think I got to 4 miles just after the phone box. I can't see where I am now. I'm going through I'm going in between a Subway and an M&S.
Right, okay, cool.
That reminds me that I got on the train 6:52. I climbed on board the 6:55 train to Maze Hill.
Right.
And there was a guy dressed in running gear carrying a bag with a kind of frame in his hand.
Right.
And I said, what is it? And he said, with a seriously non-jolly face, he said, it's a submarine.
Right.
So... somewhere out here there's a guy running as a submarine. I hope he's happier now than he was then.
What a funny moment.
Oh, you're simply the best.
Yeah, what a funny moment. And you've just got to accept that as given. Like, yeah, of course it's
I'm
a submarine.
I'm going to read this sign to you now. Go Darren!
Go Darren.
Go Darren.
Have you got anyone out for you on the course this morning?
Well, Julia is going to be there at 17 miles, which is good because it's a long-held tradition.
Right, nice.
As I suddenly realised... at the expo the other day, this year marks my 10th year of London Marathons.
Wow.
Not my 10th London Marathon, but the 10th time I've been here year-wise. And that didn't make sense, did it? 8th London, 10th year. Or is it 9th? I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
missed
I just suddenly realised that it's kind of depressing because my kids are grown up. So
they're 10 times less interested than they were for the first one.
That's right. Daddy, there's no daddy out there at all.
Daddy.
By the way, in answer to your slightly early question, 5 miles, 1 hour, 1 minute, subtract 19 minutes. That's how long it took me to go 5 miles.
Okay, cool.
What are we on? That's 18. 42 minutes.
42 minutes, yeah. I would suggest you might be going slightly quicker than you should, but it's probably slower than you're used to.
Yeah.
Definitely. There you go. Yeah. But as long as you're feeling comfy, so that's great. That's cool, man. You're in good shape. You're in great shape.
Yeah. I'm feeling burnt.
Yeah.
Dead end.
And you've got your rhythm. What are you drinking during this? Have you got a self fueling thing or?
I'm wearing the old hydration pack. You know that I wear sometimes when we're out.
Right.
And it's got two bottles in it, strapped in, with the Ultra Runners, hamster tubes.
Yeah.
And I've got that on.
Right.
And I've used it before, so it feels good. Although when I was on my way here this morning, one of the two little nozzles was just hitting me slightly under the chin with every step.
Yeah, that's going to be...
That's that could wear thin, couldn't it?
That's going to get
that could wear a bit thin.
That's going to get progressively more annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's stopped now, so that's good. And yeah, that's right. It's ridiculous. It's a podcast. It's not live.
How are you? Are you near Tower Bridge?
Oh, just in time. We're just getting onto Tower Bridge as we speak.
Right, okay, cool.
And how? I'm just running up, just past the 12-mile mark.
Right.
Still going about the same pace.
Right.
Incredible scenes out here.
Yeah.
Quite busy on the course.
Brilliant.
Quite boxed in.
Yeah.
But that keeps it slow, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And going right over the middle of Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
Quite exciting. Every now and again, I get a really good look when people wonder what the hell I'm doing, talking to myself with a microphone on my face.
Yeah.
So that's good.
You sound a bit more, you sound like you're in 12, you know, 10, how far is Tower Bridge? Is it 12 miles?
Yeah, just done 12 miles.
Yeah, you sound like you're 12 miles into a marathon, which you are, so you sound exactly as
Yeah, that's not, I feel good though. I mean, it's loads of distractions, you know, just cracking on. I keep looking up and going, my goodness, another mile, you know?
Yeah, it's like the miles accumulate quite quickly in the beginning, don't they? It's like an honest morning's labour, isn't it? It feels good.
What do you mean in the beginning?
Well, just like...
Is that not going to last all day?
No, tell me
it's going to last all day, Paul. It's going to last all day.
You might find yourself searching for them as the morning goes on. And have you?
I may find myself living in a shotgun shack.
Have you hydrated?
Yes, I've been sipping.
Brilliant.
I took your note.
Good.
I went from not having any to thinking I've got to drink it all up because I'm really tired of carrying it.
Yeah.
Somewhere between the two is the right answer. Also, I think I sound more dramatic because it's so loud here. I've got to shout for you to hear me, right?
You sound a bit better now. It got a bit broken up now. Maybe that was an intent.
Well, also I took a photo.
All right.
As I say, this new phone is working quite hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Never mind that. What have you been up to?
I had a leisurely breakfast.
Great.
Pretty tricky. Took a lot out of me. I've been watching the marathon unfold. They're finishing now. The elites are just finishing. So that's
what's
good.
The story at the front? What's going on?
A fella called Lemma won it in 2 hours and just under 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Oh my word.
He was doing a podcast actually while I was doing it. It's quite unusual.
I was in the long list for that.
He said it's not the radio, it's a podcast, it's a pre-record. No, they're all coming in at the front of the pack.
Very good.
Have you seen anyone that you know when you're running? Have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen anyone. I haven't seen anywhere running commentary people since that but lady pat me on the shoulder and said, thank you, Marshall.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's a good scene out here, you know.
Yeah, brilliant.
So many good messages, so much good cheering.
Yeah.
There's a bit of tension where the brass band were right near the next drumming band.
Right, okay.
They're drowning each other out a little bit. It's a bit tense.
Bit of musical tension. And this Tower Bridge... It's the bit that takes you back into, it takes you back to the edge of the city, doesn't it? Where does it go from Tower Bridge? I forget now. That's right.
So 12 miles, then you go over Tower Bridge and then you turn east away from, I've just come out of the corner, this guy next to his clapping because the elites are coming back the other way.
Yeah.
Go on! So these guys on my left, they're of course maybe, they're 5 miles at least behind the guys you've been watching coming in.
Yes.
But they're about 8 miles ahead of us.
Yes.
So they are the, I suppose, the amateur elite.
Yeah, the amateur elite.
They're going like rockets.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, the good club. And you end up going back into sort of like around Canary Wharf around there, don't you?
That's right. Yes. So from here, it's the halfway point.
Yeah.
In miles. And then you go right down through the Isle of Dogs.
Yeah.
15,
yeah, yeah.
16, 17 miles.
As
you get back up towards 20,
it's
you turn
amazing,
left again and come back to here.
It's amazing how hard that section can be if you're having a tough marathon. If you're feeling okay, it's all right. But if you're having a tough one, it can be quite tough in that area.
Absolutely. This is one of the reasons I plan to phone you now.
Yeah.
I hope I haven't gone too soon, because I, in my experience, it's kind of right on the 15-mile mark.
Yes.
Because you get out there, and frankly, this thing is a joy. Two Tower Bridge, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Tower Bridge. Nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have a good time for that first 12 miles? You know, you're trained up. It's a party.
Yeah.
Even if you've gone off too fast, you don't know it yet. And then once you pass halfway, you also start. There's a little bit of uphill. There's some cobbles.
Yes.
It just gets a little bit more technical, hey?
Yeah.
And it can be quite challenging, it's true.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
I mean, the great thing about passing halfway is that, you know, for the first time that day, you've got less to run than you have already. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of thing.
Yes,
it's absolutely a countdown of sorts, but we all know it's not halfway.
You know, thanks very much.
That's a victory, yes. But then you get to 16, there's only 10 miles left. You're getting into countdown territory while simultaneously getting more and more knackered.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. It's cool.
Does
your body feel like
I was going to say, partly the distraction and all the logistics are quite good in a way.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause because... going past the big old DJ now.
Okay, cool.
It's fun to stay up. Hey, it's a man with the saxophone.
Nice.
So, yeah, in a way, all this kind of distraction and logistics has got me on kind of arrested development.
Yeah.
I still think I'm at the start line.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
yeah right. Okay.
I mean, I don't know how far I'm going to get before it hits home.
Yeah.
But I'll get as far as I can. You know, at the moment, whenever I see a mile number, I think, oh.
Oh, yeah.
When I got to 10 miles, I thought, oh, really?
That's nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great state.
Yeah, totally.
I don't
think it'll be the same come 22, 23, but,
no.
But as long as it lasts, it's all good.
Yeah, totally. And how's your body handling it? You feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel absolutely fine.
Good.
When I wasn't talking to you, I found the microphone on top of my ears and fluffy against my mouth, quite tiresome, but it's worth it for you, my friend. And I've got a bit of a stiff right hip, but that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just this. I'm always going to be aching somewhere.
Are you wearing any newish trainers then? Or what's the shoe situation this morning?
Wait a minute, because this is it.
Go on then.
Halfway.
Go on then.
Right. Now we're halfway.
Brilliant. That's
halfway.
A nice moment. That's a nice moment. Yeah, totally.
Halfway, guys.
Yeah. Nice.
So, that's 2 hours 10.
Right.
Minus 19. So I did that in 151.
Yeah, 151. Yeah, okay, cool. You're on track for a four-hour marathon, really. If you slide
on track for a five-hour marathon.
Yeah.
With a big blowout around mile 23.
Yeah.
That's what we're on track for.
On track for a seven-hour marathon if you get really lost. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've allowed a lot of crawling time.
Yeah. Crawling and weeping and looking on the floor for batteries when you drop your kick.
Yeah. When they've run out of a Lucozade energy drink, just licking
the
ground.
Any opal fruits as yet?
I've scrubbed a little bit of olive ulay into my skin.
Yeah.
Nibbled on a marathon bar.
Right.
And had some opal fruits.
Nice.
And a party seven.
Nice.
And then I watched Gladiators.
Yeah.
And Minder. So what was your question? You asked me something.
No, I was just going to say. Well, that was it. Just how your body's holding up, but it's fine. I mean.
You were saying about shoes.
Yeah, shoes.
I'm in these. Nike Pegasus I got a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
They're really good. They're very post-Vaporfly. I think I told you after the half. They kind of nudge you into a good position, good pace.
Right.
They're quite light, really.
Right.
They're not really designed to be running this far. And I tried to get some new trainers with a bit of structure, but I couldn't find any. And I'd left it a bit too late to get them and try them out a bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I've got on really well with these shoes, so I'm not worried about it.
Cool. And
I think...
Is there a lot of people in Vaporflies? Is that a bit of a...
Everyone. At one point in the VIP tent this morning, looking down and going, oh, damn it, I forgot my Vaporflies.
Right.
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine in the VIP tent especially, I can imagine.
Well, particularly for... You know, it's a completely honest thing among the elite. You know, I was talking to someone at the start who, you know, regularly runs, I don't know, the PB is like yours, and they run a lot of 3:20 marathons.
Yeah.
And they were just saying, got to wear the rain clothes because it's 3 or 4 minutes off your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's sort of taken as red, isn't it? He's just using the tech, isn't it? It's all a bit weird because it's so expensive, but it's using the tech if you can afford it and you want to run fast. It's a complete no-brainer, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll just
quite like the idea of what has happened with my current shoes. As I say, typical me, I am moving towards the idea that I should have more than one pair of running shoes. I just haven't got them yet.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that my current shoes are kind of post-Vaporfly.
Yes.
It's not really intense.
Yeah.
They're not quite as much like spaceships, but they're definitely tapping into the technology.
Yes.
So, you know, the idea of an everyday shoe with Vaporfly technology, that's kind of a positive future,
yeah,
isn't it?
Nice.
It's where you want to be.
Yeah, totally, totally. A bit more affordable, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't expensive either, which is great.
Right, cool. That's good. That's good.
But what I'm really saying is they'll do me absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But by this afternoon, including possibly the last hour of this run, they're really going to be hurting me.
Yeah.
But they won't be doing me any harm.
Does it mean your quads ache a little bit afterwards more than they might do normally? Sort of, because of the
yeah, that has been my experience, definitely.
Yeah.
And again, in a way that it seems only good.
Yes.
It means I've been using my quads well, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Cool. The guy who just won the elite race, Olema, had massive quads. It was really weird. He had like cyclist quads, because normally good runners don't have massive quads, but he had huge quads. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, it must be post-trainer, mustn't it?
Yeah, it must be. Probably is. You're right. It's probably starting to change the physiology of people, you know.
Well, they're kind of sticking out like a giant Lego brick.
Massive. They were just huge. I've never seen a marathon runner with quads like it, but anyway, yeah. No, you're right. I didn't think of that. They maybe are starting to change if you're training them all the time, you know.
Well, actually changing the physiognomy of humanity.
Yeah. It ends up it's just a pair of quads lining up for the London Marathon with a little cap, you know.
Yeah.
And a number.
Maybe they could just send out the quads.
Yeah.
They're going to come up with removable quads.
Yeah.
You'll be able to say, yeah, I'm at home with a groin injury, but my quads are out doing London.
Yeah. Then the quads get new trainers and just ever expanding quad technology.
And there we see, coming past the 25-kilometre mark, Paul Tonkinson's quads. The award-winning quads of Tonks.
Yeah. Daily Telegraph Quad of the Year Award. Goes to all the runners wearing Vaporfly. Well, that's good. You're sounding good, and you're sounding like your breathing's okay, and your pace is okay. You're still doing about 8:50s, 8:40s, aren't you?
Yeah, I reckon I've probably slowed down a bit talking to you, but I think that's probably for the best, right?
Yeah. Cool.
I was overtaking a lot between our conversations.
Well, that's probably quite
and,
nice.
Felt good.
Yes.
But it was good that it was a bit difficult. It's like, you know, simultaneous inspiration and breaks. Oh, Fat Boy Slim there. Nice. I was just going to say, you'll appreciate this. It's the sun's come out now. Weather's got nicer.
Yeah.
Brighter and warmer. And we just went past the shower.
Nice.
Guess what I did?
Oh, no. You went through it.
I avoided it.
Right, good for you. Yeah.
If I wanted a shower, I'd have a shower.
Yeah.
Keep your shower off me.
It's a shame. Well, also with the tech as well, it's a shame, is it? Because, of course, I love a shower, but it's a shame that you can't have one.
Would be a shame if I got electrocuted.
Yeah.
That's a less common marathon injury.
Just
hit the wall.
No,
I hit the national grid.
Just stop. Just
I went off.
Just stop dead and just slump. Just slump on the floor. Is it radio?
John,
are you doing a radio show?
We've never had this before.
Is this part of the radio show? Is this
Can
part
you
of
treat
it?
This with Vaseline? Here we go. You do the math. I'm about to hit 14 miles.
Yeah.
Pretty much bang on 2 hours.
40 miles bang on 2 hours. That's 7 miles an hour. That's a good old pace.
Very good.
It? Yeah, that's
that
a good
means 20. If I maintain this exact pace. Yeah, that's 28 miles.
In 4 hours.
In 4 hours.
So you'll beat.
Which means I've got 1.8 miles to slow down over.
Yes. Yeah. It means you're looking at about a three. If I were you, I'd be tempted to stop doing the podcast, accept that this is your chance of a fast marathon this year, and just go for it. because...
Oh, you are... Get thee behind me, Satan, coming at me with that.
Because it must be slightly tempting. But anyway, yes, you're on for about a 3:45 at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be maintaining this pace all the way, though, just realistically.
No. But when you're not chatting to me, you might be going a little bit faster. Yeah.
All right, I'd have to say, a bit like the announcer at the start of the course, you're a bit Norman Collier there.
Yeah.
The most important thing to remember, Rob, is... Hey! So, where do you think I am now?
I'd say are you coming under the bridge? No, you're coming down the Mall.
Not quite. I'm just going past Michel Roux's place.
Right, okay, cool. Nice. And how's the... how are you?
Well, I feel good. I've hung in there quite a lot.
Yeah.
I said to myself around 20 to 21 miles, well, I'm going to run all the way.
Yes.
And then from about 22, 23 miles, that became a war of attrition.
Right.
I stayed with it. And the embankment, of course, the atmosphere is fantastic.
Yes.
And there's nothing better to get you from 24 miles past 25 miles than looking out really hard for your wife.
Yeah, totally. Did you see her?
I couldn't see her, but I saw her at 17, so we had a lovely cuddle.
Okay, that's good.
It was really good.
Was it?
And my legs are seizing up, so I'm really glad I didn't have to stop even for a second.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Because I just had a calf twinge, absolutely terrifying. Like, oh!
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Nearly fell over, but it lasted about a quarter of a second.
That's always the fear of the last mile, isn't it? You're going to get a little cramp or something, isn't it?
My fear now is that I'm going to hold it off and then post-finish line, things are going to get quite exciting.
I bet you are,
but nevertheless... sun's shining.
Yes.
Atmosphere is incredible.
Yeah,
I'm on Birdcage Walk now, less than a kilometre to go.
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. Well done. Yeah. Well done, man. You've done well. You've done really well.
Well, I've been talking myself in, you know.
Yeah.
I thought about tough ones I've had in the past.
Yeah.
And I said, make it 2021. You know, do it now. Do it with the fitness I've got right
now. Absolutely, yeah. You're fit. You're a fit old boy. You've worked hard for this. You've worked really hard.
Yeah.
And what
feels good?
And what are you looking at the finish? What do you think?
Well, I think I'm coming in well under four.
Right. Okay. Cool.
I've slowed right down, but I had time to slow right down.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I think when I got to my park run from the end,
yeah,
I had about 40 minutes to get under four.
Oh, you'll be fine then.
I should think so.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You might end up winning it. You might have won it.
Oh, don't joke. It's too late in the day for jokes. Just as you said that, I've just noticed everyone's going faster than me now because they're all sprinting for the finish.
Well, no, of course. And, feel free to push if you want to. I mean, if you want to lengthen your stride.
I don't think I can, mate.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Coasting, have you drank all your water?
Yes, and I had a bottle of water as well, so I'm well and truly hydrated.
Good, that's great.
I'm just going to try and get a picture, so if anything goes weird with the line, it's a little shot of me on Birdcage Walk.
It's incredible that you can talk like this at the end of a sub-4-hour marathon. There's people around the country thinking that this is just the work of a freak of nature. It is. It's testament to how fit you are. You can talk like this at the end of a marathon.
Well, thank you.
No, and, it's true.
But it works in both. It cuts both ways. It's such a good distraction.
Yeah.
And you know from experience how incredibly long these 200 metres, every 200 metres of this last 800 metres are.
They can be,
and yet, here I am. I'm at 600 metres and seems like I passed 1K a second ago, you know. My calf just twinged again.
Right, okay.
But I'm running all the way. There's nothing to be done.
There's nothing you can
do. That was the thing I thought to myself, and I'm running all the way, and it'll either be a breeze or it'll be a nightmare, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Just got to try and
relax. I'm in
try and relax,
got run
and try and
St. James's Park on my right. Can't see Buckingham Palace yet, but I can see the boom arm on the corner camera.
Yeah.
So you better phone the BBC.
There's something intoxicating and nightmarish about the last 800 metres or so, is it? It's like twists and turns, and you know you're getting close, but you can't see the end. It's like...
That's right. It's the cusp of that thing you've always said before, which is that it's so hard and you can't imagine it, but you also know now that you're going to...
Not only are you going to
make it, but you're going to face it down.
Yeah, you're in the last you're in the last sort of lap and a half of the track, aren't you? I mean, you can do it. You can do this easily, yeah. You can do it.
So, anyway, what have you been...
I've been fine, mate. I've been chilling out and doing tap. You know, I was going to say I've been out and run a marathon, but I didn't want to annoy you.
Listen to this. Here we go, guys. I can see the big gold statue in front of the palace now.
Brilliant.
And you see a couple of black cars coming to take Prince Andrew to America. No, come on, yeah. It's not the time for that.
Awesome. And then just as you go around the last corner, the sound drops out a little bit, doesn't it? You enter a little pocket where there's not so many people.
That's right. That's now. 400 metres to go.
Right.
Cool. Crowds
oh, mate,
stop.
This is brilliant. Although, I'm so pleased for you, man. I'm so happy for you. What a morning. What a day.
I'm not going to say what it says on this bridge till I get to it because it's only right. But I've got to tell you that I have only got, wait for it.
Yeah.
385 yards to go.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. What a glorious moment. The absurdity of the marathon, that extra 385 yards at the end.
How dare they?
That point two that makes it a marathon.
It's a big fence. The people by the palace are behind a huge fence. It's a little bit like Children of Men for such a positive moment, right. I have to say.
There's a big... The big feeling seems to be... The catchphrase from the telly seems to be London's back. People seem to be saying that a lot. People seem to be saying that on the television this morning.
Well, it is... I know what they're saying, because it's so... Everything... you know, we've done other events and other things that have been different but the same. But honestly, this is just exactly what we know and love about London Marathon. The same faces, the same support,
excellent.
The same landmarks,
excellent.
And some lovely weather.
Yeah, that's great.
Even, I suppose, because it's kind of equinoctial, it's even the same kind of weather, even though this is October, not April.
Yes,
you know.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Of course, it's
you wouldn't even notice.
It's happening all. Yeah.
This is it. I can
keep
see
going,
the finish line.
Keep going.
Come around the corner.
Oh, mate, what a great moment. What a great moment. Tell me what it says. Tell me what the clock says.
Shoulder. We are all something celebrating something. Yes! That's it. Okay, so I remember finish line photo coming up, so my shoulders are up and back.
Oh, mate.
Getting
a
thumbs up to my chest.
Enjoy it.
I felt the moment... I was smiling at people, like one by one, and then about halfway through, I just started smiling and didn't stop, you know. It still seems quite a long way away, Paul.
All right. Okay.
It still seems a long way away.
You're going to make it, mate.
No, here we go. Push, I say push, push, push.
Push. Push. Here he comes.
Mate, as soon as I'm over, I'm going to go because there'll be stuff going on.
Here
so,
comes a daring. Mate, well done,
thanks
man.
For being with me today.
Well done, mate. Well done. Fantastic.
This
been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thanks for being my running compadre.
You did it. Amazing. Next year, mate, we'll do it together.
Here we go. It's coming up to quarter to two, which means I've done it in less than 4 hours. Check it out, see how long I did it. Coming over the finish line, arms up in the air.
Well done.
Thank
mate.
You, Marshall.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
That's it, we're through.
Well played, brother. Take care, man. Take care, man. Have fun.
I'm going to go before my calves go.
Lots of love. Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.